Hello and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. And in today's episode, we're covering a big topic, which is how to go about fulfilling your potential. I can't wait to dig into this one. It's coming up next. Hello to all you out there listening, lending me your ears. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much to everyone who has subscribed to the podcast, left me a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps impact as many players, as many people as I possibly can. Sharing the small amount of knowledge that I've gained throughout my experience as a professional player and just in general life, hopefully helping people on their journeys towards their goals, towards their dreams. Hopefully I can provide a little bit of inspiration, insight, maybe some life experience to better equip you for the challenges ahead. So just before we jump into today's topic, which as I mentioned is a big one and very close to home for me, fulfilling your potential is something I talk about a lot. I even end each podcast with saying, go out there and fulfill your potential. So really important, obviously easier said than done. And to be honest, what does it even mean to fulfill your potential? Because I think maybe some people have a misconception on what that means. Some people think fulfilling your potential is becoming the best in the world at something, which for some is fulfilling their potential, but not everyone. So we're going to unpack that a lot deeper. But before we jump in, I just want to say a huge thank you and a kind of a shout out actually to a guy called Eric Friedlander. So you might know him from his personal brand, Rick.fit on Instagram. He also runs a YouTube channel. He's a fellow professional footballer, also very experienced in the fitness industry, works with a lot of individuals, helping them to achieve their fitness goals, knows his stuff. I find a lot of value out of his content. I absorb a lot of it. I think he really walks the talk, which is important. You have a lot of people out there who talk the talk. Some people walk the walk. This guy loves to talk. And he also walks alongside his words as well to back it up. So that's someone I really appreciate. And I just want to say thank you because he reached out to me firstly to get me on his podcast, which was a great time. I'll leave links in the show notes if you want to check that podcast out, kind of talking about my career, how I was brought up in the UK and my journey. So I would recommend checking that one out. But we've been chatting a little bit, hopefully going to be collaborating at some point in the future. Can't wait to work with him. He's a guy who I think really aligns with similar vision to me, has very similar goals. So I think it'd be great to get together. And it's always good to work with others who kind of share the same energy. But he reached out to me recently and we started talking over WhatsApp. And as we started talking over WhatsApp, I realized he'd actually sent me a voice message a little over a year ago. And I'd completely missed it because I don't use my WhatsApp ever. So I went in there, I've got a bunch of messages that I've never responded back to, which is not a good thing to admit. But he sent me a voice message, and in that message, he said how he'd been binging my podcast and how he gotten a lot of value out of it. He really respects it and appreciates it. So sometimes when you hear from other people who are kind of on the same journey as you and they find value in your stuff, sometimes it's a little bit of a wake-up call to realize that yes, okay, maybe you have other priorities. Maybe my YouTube channel, my Instagram page takes a little bit of precedence in my content. But I do know a lot of people get a lot of value out of these podcasts. So even if one person is getting value out of them, I should be continuing them. So it was kind of a wake-up call. I really needed to hear that. And it came at the perfect time because I had been thinking about bringing this podcast back to life. And I hope I can also return the favor to Rick, get him on the podcast so you guys can hear his story. Thanks, Rick. I really appreciate the message, mate, and look forward to hopefully meeting up in the near future and getting some work in together. So without further ado, let's jump into this topic of fulfilling your potential. And this is something I truly believe in, fulfilling your potential. And I think the key word in this phrase is your, Y-O-U-R. Because when people talk about fulfilling potential, a lot of people believe that means you've got to be the absolute best compared to everyone else around you. And that's not really the vision you want if you want to be as successful as you can. Because your potential looks a lot different to everyone else's potential. And the unfair truth is, we're not all equal. We all have our differences, and for good reason. We all have our unique qualities that make us special, And we need to show them. We need to show them in order to fulfill our own individual potential. So I think this kind of confuses people when they're on their journeys, when they're setting goals for themselves. Everyone wants to fulfill their potential, but a lot of people are too busy comparing themselves to others. And because of that, they never actually fulfill their own potential. They're trying to exceed someone else's potential. And the reason this gets dangerous is because, as I mentioned, we're not all equal. We all have different gifts. We all have different talents. And when we're trying to emulate or be better than someone else, we're just losing focus on being the best version of ourselves. So what does it mean to fulfill your potential then? And to me, fulfilling my own potential is working with what I have to the best of my abilities to become the best version of myself. That's probably the simplest way I can put it. Now, as mentioned, everybody's potential is going to be a little bit different. So, for example, somebody who maybe comes from a wealthy background and their goal is to become a footballer. Maybe they have the resources to get the best trainers in, for their parents to put them in the best academies, etc., etc., the best equipment. And so you could argue that their potential is greater than somebody who doesn't have those resources, somebody who maybe can't even afford proper football boots or can't afford to play for a team or travel to go train with a team or anything like that. So when it comes to fulfilling your potential, there is not an even playing field. And that's something that you have to just accept right off the bat, because if you don't accept that before even starting out on your journey, you're going to go along your journey feeling very slighted, feeling like it's unfair, like people are getting an advantage over you, and it's going to be discouraging. But if you go into pursuing your goals knowing that it's an uneven playing field, that other people are going to have other advantages that you don't, it's going to set yourself up for success because you're anticipating those challenges, so you're ready to take it on anyway. Because when it comes to fulfilling your potential, 99% of it is just mentality. Working with what you have and giving your 100% every single day, that is going to be the difference between whether you're successful or not. Not whether somebody has more resources than you, or somebody is more privileged than you, or has a better opportunity, because that doesn't always determine success. And I find actually a lot of people who are spoon-fed, given a lot without earning it, their work rate, their mentality is usually weakened as a result because they haven't had to go through obstacles, because they haven't had to take on big challenges in order to get to where they want. No one cares about what neighborhood you grew up in. No one cares about what kind of shoes you wore when you were younger or what clubs you played for or anything like that. So if you're a good footballer, if you can produce the goods, you're going to get noticed. So never allow those quote unquote disadvantages you had maybe at a different point in your life to become a disadvantage. Allow them to be an advantage. They're just another obstacle that you had to overcome, another challenge, and you're going to be stronger as a result from overcoming those things. So let's talk more about the you in fulfilling your potential. So you know when you've worked as hard as you possibly can, but it goes a little bit further than that. Are you being as resourceful as you can with what you have? Everyone has access to the internet now. If you're listening to this podcast, you have access to the internet, which means you have access to YouTube. You can see coaching drills. You can see exercises that you can do in the gym. If you're willing to educate yourself, you have a plethora of information out there in the world on what it takes to get yourself to a professional standard in terms of being an athlete, in terms of being a footballer. All the information is out there. The only thing standing in between you and that is the work that you put in. So when it comes to fulfilling your potential, are you making the most out of all the resources that you have? Of course, everybody has natural abilities. Some people are going to be better dribblers than others. Some people are going to be naturally more athletic than others. But are you fulfilling your potential? Are you maximizing 100% of your athletic ability? Are you maximizing 100% of your technical ability? And that might not make you the best player in the world when you fulfill your potential. It might make you the 10th. 1,000th player in the world. It might make you the 1 millionth best player in the world. But you can't focus on that. Don't focus on comparing where you're at in relation to other players, other people. Just know that you're doing the best with what you have, fulfilling your own potential. Because ultimately, that's going to allow you to sleep at night. We can't always control what teams we get into, how far we make it in the game and things like that, because there are certain hurdles you have to overcome. You have to impress coaches, and then it's down to their opinion if they want to sign you or not. But what you always can control is fulfilling your potential. Just because a pro team doesn't sign you doesn't mean you don't have control of getting yourself up to a pro level standard. Just because that coach doesn't want to sign you doesn't mean you're not at that level. And you have control over that. You do not have control over whether that coach picks you or not. But that is still fulfilling your potential if you're getting yourself to that level, still seeking opportunities. Because if you keep pursuing and you go through all those rejections, all those no's, eventually you are going to get a yes at some point, as long as you're fulfilling your potential, making the most of your resources, and absolutely exhausting every possibility you have to make it. And this isn't just about becoming a professional. I'm not saying if you play a sport, you have to be a professional in that sport. But whatever it is you're doing in life, if you're trying to be successful at it, the best chances of that is as long as you're fulfilling your own potential, you're going to be as successful as you possibly can. And again, that might not make you look as successful as somebody else in the same field as you. They have different circumstances. They have a different potential based on maybe how they grew up, maybe their current circumstances, the connections that they have. But that's not of your concern. Don't compare yourself to that. Compare yourself to you. Compare yourself to the yesterday version of you. Try and get a little bit better every single day with all the resources that you possibly have. Network when you can. Introduce yourself to coaches. Look for the best information on the internet and just absolutely maximize your day. You'll know when you hit the pillow that night if you've maximized your day and absolutely fulfilled your potential or not. Nobody else can tell you that. That's all on you. So that's going to be my message for you today. Fulfilling your potential is all about you versus you, not you versus anyone else. You're always in full control of being a little bit better than you were yesterday. And you'll get to the end of your career, the end of your life, knowing that you gave 100% and that's all you can do. You can sleep well on that. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And if you do have time, please leave a review if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. This really helps it go far and wide. Gets to more ears, more players who need to hear it. Really appreciate your continued support here. Going to be trying to upload podcasts as often as I can. Feel free to let me know if there's any particular topics you want me to discuss. And as always, go out there and fulfill your potential.